themselves to practice or this or that or organize their practice time could just be put in a book. So I can...
I'm at the ESTA String Teachers Conference and I'm chatting with Benjamin. Benjamin, can you tell us a little something about yourself, where you've come from and what you're here to do?
Hello, Kathy. It's so nice to have met you and to share a table with you here. I came from southern Wisconsin. Whitewater, Wisconsin is just north of the Illinois border, so we're basically just north of Chicago. And I came here to basically find out what was going on in the European string teaching scene as much as I could. I've always enjoyed year after year going to the ASTA, the American String Teachers Association conferences, and last year I got to go to the Australian String Teachers Conference and figured I would learn and enjoy every bit as much attending the ESTA conference. And so far that's proven to be true. And I've enjoyed the venue of Oxford and looking around and snapping countless hundreds of photos. And I look forward to the changes that will invariably be reflected in my teaching this coming year as I cite and quote things that I saw and heard here at this conference.
So what has been the kind of the single most surprising or kind of thing that you're most looking forward to kind of capturing and rolling out?
Oh boy, single most surprising.
What impressed you most?
It would be hard to pick out a single thing. If forced to, I think Stephen Doan's masterclass yesterday was... or I guess it was Thursday, now time flies, had the most quotables in a row. But a lot of it is just picking up one little nugget here or there, watching the different ways that people approach things. And in the end, it can be the same basic thing that I've been teaching my students year after year, but with just a different perspective or a different spin, like... Sylvia from Lithuania this morning, and some of the ways that she said things that I've been saying over and over for years, I'll try saying it in the way that she says it, for example. And so in some ways, I don't yet know which thing is going to become the idée fixe of this conference. I'll try them out in the fall, and I'm sure that my students' eyes will light up more at certain things than others, and those will be the things that I'll reuse the most.
Well, I'm sure they will. And tell us something about your promoting your very own teaching resource here. Can you tell us the title and something about what prompted you into putting this together?
Sure. The series is originally called the Advancing Cellist Handbook, and now there's an Advancing Violinist and Bassists, and the Violist will be coming out soon. And it's basically an attempt to fill in the gaps of what I perceive to be missing in a lot of the method books in terms of aspects of how to organize one's practice time or how to motivate oneself to practice or overcome performance anxiety or even when you run across a troublesome spot in a piece, how to come up with as many strategies as possible for solving it in hopes of having a bit more systematic of approach to practicing. So I thought I've been kind of compiling materials over the years that seem to have worked with students, and so then to put them all in one book and link them together, that was the essence of this, and so I'm hoping that they'll be useful to others as well.
And tell us, when did you publish that, Benjamin?
Well, the original one, Advancing Cellist Handbook, came out in 2008, and then it's or 9, and then it's taken me until now to get just this year the Bassist and Violinist book came out. And it should be hopefully later this year that the viola book comes out, but it may be next year.
Excellent. Well, it looks very attractive on the stand here beside me, Benjamin. The Advancing Cellists Handbook and the other stringed instruments as well. And we wish you very well with that. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.